But I want to focus for just a little bit here on U.S. policy and what it really is and where it's going. Now, Bloomberg has a really interesting piece up today, reported and written by Bloomberg's Billy House, congressional reporter, saying behind the scenes, White House officials were fuming that Pelosi wouldn't delay her visit, saying it carried risks. And Billy joins us live. Thanks so much for taking the time for us, Billy. What do we know about any efforts before she left to persuade her not to go?
Well, they were extensive. I mean, the Biden administration did not necessarily publicly weigh in on the trip, but behind the scenes, they were fuming and doing everything they could to convince her not to go. And when they realized that would not be accomplished, they then did everything they could to make sure communications were kept open with the Chinese government to assuage any concerns or be able to react to any missteps or possible problems. It was an all hands on deck thing for the administration as Pelosi went ahead and did her trip.
Now, we all know that there was a Biden-Xi video call right before she left as well. So you have all these diplomatic things going on. You have the call, and none of that dissuaded her, correct?
It didn't, and it left Biden himself kind of upstaged. Now, you could ask, what was this really all about for the speaker? I don't think we can say that she's not genuine in saying that her concern for Taiwan and that the U.S. Stands up for Taiwan is legitimate. But she's also, moving into the end of her career from all circumstances, even though she's looking for re-election. And she's not going to be a congressional leader much longer. So this is kind of a capstone at the very least.
We have a minute and a half most. So maybe an off-the-wall question. White House has been hammering China on different fronts. Now Pelosi goes, basically reinforces what the White House has been saying about other things other than Taiwan, but also gives Biden cover saying it was her decision to go. Could this have been carefully orchestrated that way, or is a fuming real?
Well, that's a great conspiracy theory, sort of. But I think from what we know of the reporting is that the concerns and the desire of the administration for her not to go were very real. And that is what we do know from our reporting. And so if that, that doesn't indicate that it was some sort of manipulated perception for the public.
I got it. I had to go there because I thought, it could accomplish just a couple of things. And also just internationally, you had Ambassador Nicholas Burns summoned to Beijing. That does not happen all that often, does it?
It doesn't. And he had to work overtime, if ambassadors can work overtime, to make sure things didn't really fall apart. From what we know of.
All right. Billy, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Bloomberg congressional correspondent Billy House.